Hangover Square, a story of Darkest Earl's Court by Patrick Hamilton, dramatised for radio by Sam Boardman Jacobs, with Nicholas Farrell as George Harvey Bone and Amanda Redman as Netta. Hangover Square, a London hotel room, October 1938.
This morning, I had another talk with the German Chancellor, Herr Hitler. And here is the paper which bears his name upon it as well as mine. We regard the agreement signed last night and the Anglo-German naval agreement as symbolic of the desire of our two peoples never to go to war with...
Bloody farce.
Pussy! Hello. Yeah. You're not celebrating either, are you?
Betrayed! You're not an appeaser either, Puss.
But I've saved you some luck.
There. So what's the party like out there in Darkest Earl's Court? Really? I see. Well, pity you're not interested in golf.
Anybody else is? Not now.
So, what do you think of the odds, Pussy? Will I meet a glamour girl tonight?
Me, please, love.
I say, I think I've left my money in the motor.
You haven't got a car, Peter.
I've already poured them.
I know I haven't got a motor, Enid, old horse, but Gerald has.
Who's Gerald?
Mickey's cousin.
He went an hour ago.
It was Squiffy.
Well, who isn't?
I've got to have that money. Or shall I call the governor?
Look, I simply left my money.
I don't care who's left what in where.
Bloody typical. Insult an Englishman in his own country.
Oh, don't start being boring, Peter. Not tonight.
I say, mind if I butt in? Well, only if you've got a spare pound note, old chap.
13 and 9 pence, halfpenny. And have one yourself, miss.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I'll drink to peace, shall I?
You do that. I say, this is very white of you, old chap.
George Harvey Bird, how do you do?
Happy now that you've got a tune out of the old Jewish piano?
What?
The cash register, old chap. Every ring is music to their money-grubbing ears. Still, old Neville's put a stop to them dragging us into a war. A big hand for our benefactor.
Is that yours?
As long as it's wet.
You're pickled, Enid, old horse.
George Harvey Byrne, how do you do?
Enid Staines Close. Pleased to meet you, George.
Mine's the gin and it.
Here we are, Hart. Say thank you to the nice man.
I'm Netta London. Thank you, George Harvey Byrne.
The pleasure's mine.
I very much doubt it.
What a big chap you are, George. What a tiny gin, Peter.
I could get you another, Ned.
I'll have to go soon. Up at Sparrow's.
I almost forgot that the working world soldiers on.
What time do you start, Ned?
Too early. I shall have to cut out of this, too, just when the fun's starting.
A career girl. Aren't you, Hart?
If you don't mind my asking...
She's a film actress, don't you know?
A glamour girl?
Oh, no, George. A fireside girl. Definitely a fireside girl. What time is it?
Hold on.
I say, what a big, shiny gold ticker. Not a horrible Hebe, are you?
I'm sorry?
Hebrew, old chap. One of the chosen people.
Oh, I see. No, I'm not. Not the last time I looked, anyway.
It's a caution.
Time?
9:30.
Beauty sleep.
Off you go.
I hope you don't mind my asking, but where?
Denham Film Studio.
Boreham Wood, just before you fall off the bloody edge, old chap.
No, Peter, it's where one mixes with the right sort if one is serious about one's profession.
And Netta is very serious, aren't you, Hart?
Of course I am.
I could run you there, Netta.
Oh, do you have a motor car, then? Oh,
definitely.
How kind of you. I have to leave the flat at 6:30 sharp.
Well, some things are worth getting up early for. Where do you...
Moscow Mansions, corner of Cromwell Road and Earl's Court Road.
She'll be waiting under the Rococo cherubs, won't you, Hart?
I never wait.
have an actual job. He used to be something of a golf pro.
I see.
Did well in the minor league. Came into a spot of money, though, and a bit put by.
Well, this is the last...
What?
Last morning shooting. Then it's in the can.
The film's finished.
Afraid so. I only had a week's work on the thing.
Can Enid get you more jobs?
Enid?
Well, isn't she in the business?
Assistant to a producer's assistant.
What?
No, George, Enid can't.
Can I still come round and see you from time to time?
If you want to.
My fireside girl.
I've never said I was yours, George. It's only a song.
No, you're a real glamour girl. You know I want to marry you.
Please, George, I've never given you any indication.
No, I know, I know. But it's been the best month of my life. And hope springs eternal.
Haven't you had enough?
Pick it up, George.
Hello?
Give it to me.
Sounds like a lounge lizard.
Shut up!
Not you. Well, I might. And then again, I just might not. Yes. All right. We'll see. Bye.
Who was it?
You're drunk and should go home. I want to be up early.
You've got a part in another film.
No, and don't rub it in.
Sorry, Ned, I just thought you might have got work.
I don't work. I'm an artiste. Or did you expect me to volunteer for digging air raid trenches in Holland Park? You'd like that, wouldn't you? Bloody warmonger.
No, I don't like war, but I do think Chamberlain should have stood up to Hitler.
War might be fun. Not that there'll be one, of course.
Fun?
Yes, fun, George. Men in uniforms, men with spunk. Excitement!
Nessa, I've made you angry. I'm so sorry.
So you should be poking your nose into my private phone calls.
I've taken the car back.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The motor. I rented it. I'm not really rich, you know.
I see.
When we met, I just had a win on the pools.
The pools?
200 smackers.
Oh.
Of course, I have some money.
And only one suit.
What?
You've been wearing that one for the last month, George.
I wanted to come clean.
Don't, please.
But I haven't slept because of you.
George, no.
There is no other woman for me, Ned.
You're drooling on my frock!
I'm not very drunk. It's just that I haven't slept much. Ned.
Please! I think you've had your money's worth now.
I can still stay around you, can't I?
Just go!
Ned, I know you're not a fireside girl, but I don't care. I love you!
Goodbye, George Harvey Bone.
I'll go. Oh, God, Ned, I'm so sorry.
Good night, Bone.
I love you.
I didn't ask for that.
This is filthy muck. Netta lives on tea, cigarettes, gin and poached eggs.
Don't your heart.
Unless she gets taken to Perrier's.
Upstairs at Perrier's.
Ooh, downstairs is Siberia.
I don't much care about the food. It's having the right table.
I thought you liked Italian food.
Oh, she likes Italians in shiny boots. We'll all stink of garlic.
I hadn't thought of that.
Planning to kiss someone, George?
Sorry, you're not enjoying it, Ned.
Are you? You've got spaghetti on your tie.
Good chaps here, though.
Good God, Peter. Foreigners, good chaps.
Shut up, Enid. See the photo behind the bar?
It's not Mussolini, is it?
I didn't notice her. I wouldn't have...
It's the organ grinder wearing a white and gold Monty Burton number.
Rossellini looks rather like Boye.
They do say the women throw themselves at his feet.
Just his feet? Come to think of it, Enid, you look a lot like Charles Boye, if one squints. George! George! Oh, God, I think he's having one of those moods.
Maidenhead.
Georgie!
River.
Georgie!
My sister.
George? Come back to us, George. What are you doing with those people?
Ellen? I don't really know.
They're frightfully low sorts, George.
No one else will have me, Ellen.
I'll always be waiting for you, George.
George! George! I think he's gone again.
He should see a doctor about it. Makes me nervous.
Glazed eyes like a wet cod. George!
Oh, sorry, did you speak?
Back in the land of the living, I think.
Look, George, I don't think you should come to this party, not if you're going to throw a stooge mood.
But I wasn't having a mood. I was just thinking about something.
What?
Maidenhead and my childhood.
Riveting, my dear.
Did you say you were going on? I want to go. Where is it, anyway? Gerald's or something.
I thought it was a christening.
Wedding.
I hate hide and seek.
Me too.
Teach you not to tag along.
I can't think of anywhere to hide.
It's getting a bit rough down there.
Stupid girl.
I'm not going to play. You can't force me. Clear that cupboard. Whoops.
Already engaged.
98, 98, 100. Like rutting beasts, eh?
She didn't know it was me.
Blotto, I expect. It takes her like that now and again. I thought you knew what you were getting into.
But it's still very special to me.
Lover?
Yes.
Welcome to the club, old chap.
Once you bend the words, now on to you, small letter words writing from. Anything goes. The world has gone back today, and good, bad today, and black, white today, and days, nights today, when most guys today, that when we prize today, are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when we propose. Anything goes.
Extra! Nazi night of broken glass! Extra! Jewish shops looted! Read all about it! Extra! Extra! A paper, sir?
Yes, I'll take one.
Ah, oh, thanks, Gov. Extra! Extra! Synagogue in flames! Extra!
Serve
extra.
The buggers right.
Peter?
George! What are you doing skulking around in the dark, old chap?
Just walking.
After the skinful we had?
I thought you'd gone home.
Oh, I did. But Netta phoned and said she wanted a late paper.
And don't keep her waiting.
No. Well, good night, George.
Good night. They think I'm stupid. Light on in Netta's bedroom window. That's not love. Like two animals at it in a ditch. You should get married first, and then... I don't love her now. Not in the same way. Still, if he can have her like that, then perhaps so can I.
Then and I, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it no matter. Ever, darling, where you are, I think of you. Night and day, day and night.
Pussy. Hello. Stop playing the piano on my counterpane. The hotel will be cross. No milk today, puss. Christmas Eve, and I'm off to Aunt Stanton. Dear old auntie, I expect she'll see me all right. Then I can take Netta out.
Are you cold, George, dear?
No.
All that pud. It is Christmas, so perhaps the second bar.
Thank you very much.
Not another word, dear. Perhaps a cocktail before the kid.
I thought I might go through.
George? Oh, dear. I never know what to do when you go into one of those moods.
Go for a walk.
Do be careful on the cliff.
Come to Maidenhead, George.
George?
Ellen?
George, dear?
Can Auntie hear you?
No, George, only you. Maidenhead, George.
Walk to Maidenhead.
George.
Everything better when I get to Maidenhead. Something else I have to do. Something that will make it all right again.
I'll remind you what you have to do, George.
George.
It's Netta. Netta.
Netta. Netta's red mouth. The net. Stinging nettles. In my blood. Red. Siren. Sea. Nets. Netta. Netta. Netta.
I never lived at home until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
And the Fuzzy Wuzzy said...
Heard it!
Oh, Peter!
Happy Christmas!
George Harvey!
Season's greetings!
How was your Christmas, Netta?
Oh, stayed in Hangover Square, didn't you, Harvey?
Good old Hangover Square. It may not be the best address in town, but...
Is that your address, Peter?
Hangover's Bone, a walk around Hangover Square.
Oh, I see. That's very smart.
Best night since Munich.
Then we were really sozzled all for a fortnight.
Has it been that long since we've...
Never been so easy to mooch drinks and smokes. Neville Gins, we called them.
I wish you wouldn't joke about it all the time.
Oh, Munich's over now, George, and we've got through 1938 without your wonderful war.
I thought all that frock coats and limousines and speeches was like some super fascist christening.
Actually... He's right about Munich. It was a bit...
God, you're a little middle-class cow, Enid. You should move to Cockfosters and open a post office savings account.
Cockfosters? What is it foster, Enid?
Bitterness, in Peter's case. Because he wasn't born a toff with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Christ, not again.
I hate the bloody upper classes.
Don't get so het up about things, it's embarrassing.
So is catching smokes and drinks.
Anybody got a gasper? George.
Oh, take no notice, George. They enjoy ringing on your bell.
That's because the bone is a bore. And you are shaping up the same way, Enid.
Sorry?
Just because he wants a war.
I don't. But I can't stomach all this appeasement.
Can I give him a pale ale, Hart?
There's some Watney's left in the bottle.
Cheers.
Down the hatch. How was the old thing embracing Hunt Stanton?
Auntie put on a good show.
Did the poor old biddy try to be frightfully modern? Did she please in the pecuniary department?
I didn't go just for the £10.
No?
As long as you got the money, George.
Look, she was nice to me, which is more than I can say for you lot.
Pleased to see you have got some spunk after all.
And £10. come on, George. Ease up.
Yes, George. £10.
Less 6 and 7 pence for the taxi here.
Taxi?
We are well to do.
Poor old George. I do believe he's livid with us.
Leave him alone, Peter.
Enid will protect you. She's more of a man than any of us.
At least she's decent.
Good breeding, do you mean?
If that's what you want to think, yes, she has some standards left.
You little snot, looking down your posh nose.
Peter.
I don't bloody care. I belong to the next ruling class in this country. Mosley will be the new leader, and I'll be up there with him.
Oswald Mosley's a bloody toff. And the gorgeous Diana's a Mitford, for heaven's sake.
Is that where you get your money from, Peter? The fascist party?
Wouldn't you like to know?
God, you can all be so boring! And you're the worst culprit, Bone.
Am I? Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean...
I expect it's because you're so big that you're so silly. Is that right, Bone, darling? Bone? It's one of his bloody stooge moods again.
Sorry, Ned.
I expect he's working out a mathematical formula. How far can one go with £10? What do you think, Netta?
Depends. Perhaps he's going to become a Trappist monk. Or a somnambulist.
First I'm a stooge, then I'm a somnambulist. Which am I?
Neither, George. You're just a bloody fool.
Is it?
What I see. Netta, will you come and have a meal with me sometime this week?
If you mean something cheap and nasty in Soho, then the answer's no, Bones.
No, well, I thought something in the West End. Could you manage tomorrow?
Where exactly in the West End?
Perrier's.
Perrier's is fine. You get a call for me.
When?
I don't know. About 6:30. They've gone straight past the Black Heart. Enid! Peter, wait!
How could you do that, George? I distinctly said I wanted to sit upstairs.
I said I'm sorry. I had the reservation changed.
Someone will give you a medal.
Waiter! Hello. How are you?
Hello, Eddie. How are you?
How do you do?
Hello, how do you do?
That's George. Why don't you come over and have a drink, or are you too involved over there?
I won't, thanks. I've got some film people here and we have to talk. You're looking well.
Am I?
Oh, yes. Very. Well... goodbye to you both.
Whose?
Cigarette, George. Light!
Sorry. It's all right, I've got it.
That was Eddie Carstairs.
Something to do with films?
Not exactly. He's Fitzgerald, Carstairs and Scott.
The ones Enid calls the two Eddies?
Yes. They're always upstairs at Perrier's. It's just over the way from their office. Don't keep staring at them. What will they think?
I suppose he's quite an important bloke in your life.
If you mean in my job, yes, he is. I've only met him at a party or two, but, you know.
well, quite frankly, darling, I think Madeleine would be greatly improved if she always wore a gas mask.
Upstairs at Perrier's.
What is that supposed to mean?
What do you want from life, Netta?
Getting
at
now?
Just, what do you want? Do you want to be a success on the films? Do you want to be married? Do you want children? What?
I don't know.
No, but you must. Netta, you must know something about what you want.
No, I don't. Do you know what you want, then?
Yes, of course I do.
What?
I want you.
All right, so what?
What do you mean, so what?
Just so what? I'm not a new coat or a wireless set. Just because you want doesn't mean you can have.
Don't you ever feel that you'd like to get away from all this racket?
What racket?
Oh, boozing, doing nothing. It's all such a waste. Don't you ever want to cut it all out?
Cut out drinking?
Yes, drinking. I'd cut it out if only I could get my life straight. If only things made sense.
This is a new departure for you, George. Temperance advisor. How
long has this been going on?
Always. I hate drinking, really.
Oh, yes, that's the impression I got.
Well, don't be sarcastic, it's the truth. Don't you ever wake up in the early hours of the morning and feel the same way?
Alcoholic remorse?
No. Just wanting to get things straight. You must know the feeling. You can't be content to go on living the life you lead.
Oh, can't I?
No.
Are you saying that I should go away and live with you on a chicken farm in Sussex? Because you've given me that one before and I don't want to. One bit.
It doesn't have to be a chicken farm in Sussex.
Thank heaven for small mercies.
Well, you can laugh at me, Netta, but there's something in what I'm saying.
Something you have in common with the chickens, George.
But you must want something in life. Want to be a success or to be in love or something. You must be human somewhere inside. Don't you want to be in love?
Nothing I'd like more.
With what sort of man?
Charles Boyer.
Seriously?
George Sanders?
Well, one day you'll come to want what I'm talking about.
And that will be the chicken farm in Hayward's Heath.
Yes! Or something like it. Something with shape to it. Something which makes sense. Netta, if I didn't have that to hope for, I wouldn't go on just hanging about the way I do, would I?
I don't know why you hang about me, George. You really do.
Netta.
Good night, Eddie. Oh,
yes, good night to you.
Bye. Bye. They've all gone.
Oh, Netta, I do love you. Can't something be done about it?
Will you excuse me if I go to the cloakroom?
And then where would you like to go?
Home.
It's only 9:20. I don't want to go home yet.
I don't care what you want. I want to go home.
Oh, bloody hell! You've only brought me here so you can see that blasted theatrical manager. Now he's gone home. You...
Yes, George.
Oh, bloody well...
To, Gov?
Cromwell Road.
Traffic's a bit heavy on the Cromwell Road. I'll try going up Brompton.
Go whichever way you bloody well like.
Charming.
Netta, why are you such a beast to me?
If I were you, George, I would just shut up and go home to bed.
If you're going to come out with me, you could at least be decent.
Oh, hell.
If you're going to make use of me, you could at least give me a little something in return.
Make use of you?
You can't just be nice.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You can see I'm paying for everything, can't you?
I've never actually heard anyone say something like that.
Oh, Netta, do listen, for God's sake. You must be human somewhere inside of you. I know you don't give a damn about me, but can't you even be civil? You just treat me like dirt. The only thing I've ever done wrong is to be in love with you. Oh, Netta, be kind to me. It's all getting too much for me. I'm worn out with it. I've spent what I've got on you. I've tried so hard to please you. Can't you be civil? Can't you look at me and say something civil? What have I done? That's what I want to know, Netta. I love you, but I don't interfere. I only hang about you. I'm harmless, aren't I?
You're a bloody insufferable bore. And the more you go on, the more boring you get. So won't you shut up? I'm likely to be more civil, as you put it, if you do.
Netta, do you mind if I get out here? I think I'd like to stay in the West End for a bit.
I don't mind at all.
Netta. Now, what do I have to do? Get to Maidenhead and...
First, you have to kill her, George. Kill Netta Longdon.
Ellen?
Yes, George, it's me.
Why?
You know why, George. You'll be happy again. Just as we used to be.
Who's Netta Longdon? Netta.
Look here, George. Didn't I understand you to say that you were getting out?
What?
Oh, Christ, that's all I need. You're not going to throw one of your dumb moods, are you?
Where are we?
In a taxi.
I must have drunk too much.
Have you got a cigarette?
She looks familiar. She's the image of somebody.
George!
You remind me of someone.
For heaven's sake!
Netta! Is it you?
George, I want a cig. Have you got any or have you not?
Sorry.
Would you get the man to stop at a machine?
Netta Longden. Here? Now?
Have you gone stone deaf on top of everything else?
If I stop the taxi and get you some, can I come in for a drink?
Only if you promise to behave sensibly. There's some gin, I think. One drink and I'm turning you out. I've had more than enough abuse for one evening. Oh, I love this song. Don't just stand there holding the bottle. Pour me one. And move over, you're blocking the mirror.
Lift the bottle and smash in her forehead with one. No cork. God, Ellen, where's the cork?
No, George, it'll pour all over the shop and make a fearful mess. And even the palms seem to be
swaying. If I had the cork, then I could do it and she wouldn't be able to turn me out ever again.
To live it again is past.
Oh, God! Bushed.
Now I can do it.
No, George. She's lying down. Too soft. She ought to be braced against something firm and...
If I do it, do I have to get to Maidenhead tonight? Of course I do. I haven't got any clothes with me.
You can't arrive in Maidenhead in the middle of the night with no clothes and no money. You don't even know the trains.
Why haven't I thought of this before? Am I losing my grip? Am I mad? Maidenhead seems so simple until... It's all very simple and such a clever plan. Kill Netta Longden and get the Maidenhead.
But not tonight. No, not tonight, George.
Somebody else in my position might get confused by those details. But not me.
Nor me, George.
Well, George!
What?
I think we better call it a day.
I feel sorry for her.
Sleep like a dead desire, I only remember when they begin the beginning. When they begin the
Oh, it's a pity you can't read, Puss. We've been having a little holiday in this hotel, haven't we? Hmm? But it's nicer in bed in our room until February's over. I thought I could straighten out my life. Stop drinking. What do you think, Puss? Hmm? Maybe get a job. And I haven't had a mood since... But I still have something to do. All right, Puss. All right, you want to go out, don't you? There. Spring in Darkest Earl's Court. Spring in the Cromwell Road. Spring in Netta's hair. Netta. Not that I'd love her quite like I used to do. But I still want her. I still want to save her.
Your call's here, Mr. Byrne.
Thank you. Hello.
So you are still alive then, Byrne?
Netta! How have you been?
Fat lot you seem to care, Byrne.
I thought you didn't...
You think too much, Bone. That's your problem. Well, one of them anyway.
It's marvellous to hear your voice again.
I thought perhaps you'd emigrated, George.
No, I've been reading.
For 2 months?
In my room. David Copperfield.
Good job I didn't phone you earlier, George. Wouldn't want to try and compete with Charles Dickens. Reading indoors in this lovely March weather.
I was thinking of taking a holiday soon, actually. Somewhere by the sea.
Peter's gone away to Yorkshire.
I see. Did you want something in particular, Nancy?
Something rather bloody has happened.
Hitler marching to Prague. I know, it's just what I expected.
No, George. There's a woman here, my dressmaker.
Something new?
Something old. She refuses to budge until I settle my bill. Threatens to make an unholy stink. I don't actually know what to do about it.
Tell her to hold her horses. I'll be right round and pay her.
Thank you, George. Don't be long. She's very angry.
Back again, Puss. So you see, I might still have a chance of getting her. At least the way Peter had her. Oh, I want to have her forever, of course. Marry and take her away to the country. But getting her that way would be the first step. I might even fall out of love with her. Things happen like that.
I say, I can't sit staring at you any longer, old boy. Or they'll be starting to think I'm a bit lavender or something.
I'm sorry?
It's me, George.
John Little John... Johnny!
I was wondering when you were going to recognise me.
Good Lord, one of all the people. Still the same old mathematical genius.
Still the same bloody fool, George.
Oh, bloodier. If that's possible.
Impossible. Still get your dotty moods?
Oh, worse, if anything. Now I go out for days on end.
Oh, dear.
Now I can cope.
Of course you can. Hear anything from old Bob Butt?
No, I miss him terribly.
Yes, I suppose I do. Must be getting on well in America.
Yes, I miss him, though.
Well, you must have a whole new set of friends by now.
Not what you'd call friends.
Oh. George, you do look a bit...
Well, it's just the booze taking its toll. And the fags, of course. Can't start the old engine without a gasper.
Yes. Well, best out of the radio business with Bob. Wouldn't have worked.
No. Can't see me selling radios. So, who are you with now?
Oh, I'm in the West End. Fitzgerald, Carstairs and Scott, theatrical firm. I'm their accountant. You heard of them?
Lord. Fitzgerald, Carstairs and Scott. It's extraordinary.
What's so extraordinary about that?
Well, nothing, only... I know a girl who knows them.
You have got friends. A girl, eh? An actress.
Well, just small parts in films. But she doesn't seem to be getting anywhere at the moment. Lovely girl.
Got it bad, have you?
I suppose I have. She's lovely, but tricky. Have you had lunch?
Oh, I haven't had such a blowout since Christmas in Hunstanton.
Not having much of a social world then, George. Nothing between Christmas and August.
Well, I suppose not.
So, the old auntie, eh? Only relative you've got left since Ellen died.
I miss Ellen. I liked having an older sister. Sometimes...
Yeah, sorry, George. Would... Didn't mean to disturb old wounds.
No. And I've got you now.
That's correct, George. We must keep in touch.
Russell German Pack!
Bloody news keeps getting worse.
Look, I'd like you to come over to my patch sometime soon.
Stalin signs with it, lad.
Who's caught? Make a change, why not? Fine, we'll telephone each other tomorrow.
Please, Johnny.
You can count on me.
I always could.
Well, thanks again, George. Must get the old nose back to the grindstone. Cheerio.
Back to the Eddies. Cheerio.
Cheerio. IRA atrocities. Read all about it.
Lovely day for a shoe shine, sir.
Fine weather. Blue skies and sun everywhere. Fine for the King and Queen in Canada. Fine for Hitler in Czechoslovakia. Fine for Mr. Chamberlain, who believes in peace in our time. He believes his umbrella's a parasol, and if he holds it up, it'll protect us all. Oh, just look at them all. They don't believe it'll ever break. Don't believe that the bombs have to fall.
So, you're an actress?
Yes.
I can usually tell.
Can you now?
Indeed.
I'm so glad that you two have met. Johnny's my oldest friend. We were at school together.
Oh, rather. Well, here's how then.
Cheers.
Was he always as silly?
George? My God.
Was he as silly?
I say, Ned, I wonder that you and Johnny haven't met before.
Why should we have?
Well, as a matter of fact, Johnny works with Fitzgerald, Carstairs and Scott. You know them well, don't you, Neville?
Really, Johnny, do you?
For my sins, yes.
He's their accountant. Always was a genius at figures.
Oh, preserve me a bit of modesty, or I shall blush.
So you work for the Eddies?
Oh, do you know them, then?
Well, just Eddie Carstairs, and I've been up to the office.
Drink up, gents and ladies, drink up, please.
Oh, they come up in their droves, of pretty young women. All types. With one thought in their pretty little heads.
Are you saying I'm ten a penny, John?
What? Oh, no, sorry, I didn't mean anything.
No offence taken.
You see, I knew that you two would have an awful lot in common.
Oh, I've known Eddie Carstairs for years. Got into the firm through him, actually.
I see.
My turn to buy the round.
Drink up, ladies and gents. Ain't you got no homes to go to?
They aren't serving anymore, John.
Looks as though they want us to go home.
Oh, home? Perish the thought.
We could go on.
I bet Johnny knows all the after-hours places.
Let's take a taxi up west.
Yes, all right.
Where are we going?
Odonino's Club. It's usually frightfully gay.
Netta likes to dance, don't you, Netta?
I told you I'm a fireside girl, George.
Oh, that's all right then. Because George usually looks as though he's just come down the chimney.
I must say that George is a dance more presentable than he used to be.
Am I?
Yes! Smart new suit. Do I detect the feminine influence?
John, do finish your sandwich.
Want the bloody sandwich.
You've got to have it, John says, to get the drinks.
Does it have to be tongue?
Oh, Christ.
I hate tongue. I can't abide loaves myself.
Loaves?
Loaves. I can't laugh anymore.
Oh, dear old London.
Hollywood and Broadway opening nights.
Oh, don't mention opening nights. We've got a tryout in Brighton coming up.
Prior to London week?
Yes, Cornford Hobbs show at the Hippodrome. Oh, bloody stray. Eddie's on tenterhooks, comics on a bender, arses on the line. Everybody worried that war will stop play.
Oh, I'd love to go to the seaside. Some fresh air.
Well, why don't you come, George? Get rid of that pasty complexion. Do you the world of good, eh? Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Do you mean you've come to Brighton, Netta?
If you'd lend me the money, George.
I'd give you the money. Well, this is grand.
Oh, you look dreadful, Hart.
Regular skinful last night with the bone in his friend.
I thought you weren't going to see George again.
He came and found me at the pub and... Oh, Peter's away.
And you miss him.
We're not having an affair, if that's what you mean.
George thinks that you and Peter are at it
once
like...
Once in a while, when the mood is on me.
In the cupboard at the party.
Something like that. You're a woman. You know what the body hungers are like.
Well...
Peter's so arrogant. He's... original.
He's a man. They can do what they like.
You wish you were a man. I still wouldn't fancy you, Enid.
Don't be cruel to me, Hart. You know I...
No, don't you start getting bloody boring as well.
Sorry.
Why does everybody get these ideas about me?
Just something about you, Hart.
And you all make it out to be my fault that I'm not what you want me to be.
Poor Netta. You're the flame, and all the moths blame you for their burns.
Peter doesn't.
At least he just gets on with life.
But he's so desperate to climb.
When you come from the gutter, what else is there?
He's so bloody angry with it all.
I like the anger. It heats me up. But now, I have other plans. Eddie Carstairs. If I was his mistress, at least I would be someone. I'd be out of this shabby flat, away from the Rockingham and the Black Heart. Away from scratching for pennies all the time. God, I've had enough of it. And I want something better than my mother settled for, whilst I'm still young enough to get it. If only I could get to Brighton. You couldn't let me have £15, could you, Enid?
Me?
Look, 10 will do. Rent, Charlie.
Sorry, heart. No can do.
Netta?
In here! Shouldn't you put something else on? It's a perfectly decent petticoat.
Netta. Enid.
She's, still in Hangover Square, George.
I've come to loathe that expression.
Have you? Poor bone.
We used to think it was smart. But now I agree with you, George. It doesn't quite sit. Times are changing.
God, I hope so.
Look, I've got the ABC for the train times.
Brighton.
Had a call from old Johnny. He can't make it this weekend.
Oh.
The heart's a little, inconvenienced at the moment.
I just can't go anywhere until I've paid my bills.
I said I'd take you.
But I won't have a flat to come back to, even if it is a bloody dump.
How much?
15?
I'll go to the bank.
In the nick of time.
Bless you. Look, I think it's best if you go on ahead and I join you tomorrow. Things to sort out. Leave me the ABC.
Right. Well, I'll book the hotel, shall I?
Yes, if you like.
How's chances? Say, how are the chances of making you love me the way I love you? How's chances to end all your romances and start taking your chances with me?
Your companion seems not to be coming, sir.
Perhaps the trains were full.
Well, they tend to get all booked up with excursions this time of year, sir.
Oh, beer.
Yes, sir?
Hello, Bone. How are you?
Oh, surprise, surprise. Look who we found.
Hello, George Harvey Bone. I've been hearing all about you. Sorry, I can't shake hands, but I seem to be the Beast of Burden.
Oh, pardon the bloody case, and let's get something more to drink.
I'll leave it at reception.
Good old Bone, Beast of Burden. Sorry, but we've been rather a long time on the train.
And in the ale houses before that.
And after.
I'll say, packed with factory girls. Yeah.
Cheap home permanents and kiss me quick hats.
I'd kiss their quicks, all right.
Netta, who's this?
Who's what?
The little thug.
Oh, him, I don't know. Here, you, what's your name? Who are you? George Harvey Bone wants to know.
Me? No idea. I say, porter, who am I?
I don't know, I'm sure, sir.
No, well, this is a fine blasted how-do-you-do. I ask a perfectly civil question. Chap doesn't know the answer.
I expect the porter doesn't like the dashing angle you wear your hat at.
Oh, Mr. Porter, what shall I do? I want you to know who I was and I went and asked you.
Please, sir, I'd rather you didn't.
Come back here, fellow, my lad.
Netta, who is he?
I don't know. We all got blind at lunchtime. And, George picked him up.
I don't like the look of him.
Don't you? I rather like him.
Oh, bloody hell, what a pitiful dump.
Knock it off!
Give me the chance and the totty.
Oh, do shut up.
Yes, shut up or we'll get hoofed out of here.
Hmm. What's the matter with him? And your friend Lycus, then? You told me he was dumb, but I didn't know he was this dumb.
Have you been discussing me?
Yes, darling, we discussed you in the train.
Naughty, naughty Georgie.
I'm sorry if I'm dumb, but I didn't expect to binge. I thought Netta was coming down alone.
Alone?
My God, you didn't think I could stand you alone, my sweet bone, did you?
Here, porter, give me the evening paper.
Here you are, sir.
Have mine. What's their Molotov been up to?
A lot of dirt going on.
Don't start about Chamberlain again, please.
Blasted fool's left it. It's almost too late. Now he decides to stand up for Poland.
I won't have you talk about N. Chamberlain like that. He's the only one of his class with brains.
No, he's not.
He's a short-sighted fool who thinks he can close his eyes and it'll all go away.
You're both wrong. N. Chamberlain's a bloody weakling.
Had the sense to back down in the presence of good old Adolf.
Well, A. Hitler did something for his country anyway.
Hooray! That's what I say. I'm all for Adolf.
Listen, you don't understand. Politically, you're all children. Children!
You're a bloody fascist anyway.
Keep the noise down, please.
You just don't understand.
What I say is there's a lot in this fascist business. It comes to that.
I said I like this boy.
I know what's in it. I've been to jail for it.
Really?
Come on, Peter. Tell us how you've been to jail. He looked absolutely edible in his black shirt, didn't you, darling?
I've been in jail twice, to be precise. On one occasion, for socking a certain left-wing professor in the solar plexus, and the other for a spot of minor homicide.
I say, you didn't...
Oh, Bones come to life again.
Pedestrian backed his arse into my motor, and my motor didn't like Jewish arses. I say, Porter, come here, have some drinks.
Sorry, sir. After 12.
What the hell are you talking about? We are staying in the hotel, aren't we?
Yes, sir, but the licensing laws...
No, do... look, if we can't, then let's just go to bed.
No. None for calling it a day. I've had enough. You ready, Netta?
Yes, Alex. I'm ready.
No. No, please, God, no. Was that dirty little beast, cocky public school whelp, in the bedroom next to mine all night, giggling and creaking and disgusting? She's a tart. She's a... Never mind about them. There's something much more important to do. What is it? Oh, sea, fish, fishing nets. Nets. I have to kill Netta Longden. But who is she, this Netta Longden? Ellen? Ellen?
I can't help you now, George.
Ellen!
I can only wait now, George. Wait for you.
The girl I left behind in the hotel is called Netta. Netta Longden.
Good boy, George.
I have to kill her. And then I shall go to Maidenhead. I shall be happy in Maidenhead. Be at peace with myself.
Why do you keep putting it off?
Something keeps stopping me. I was going to do it after Christmas, when I got back from Hunstanton. I put it off until the spring, the warmer weather. But it's summer now. If I don't look out, it'll be getting cold again. And I'll have to put it off until next spring. And we'll be at war. Must get down to it. Planning. But is it just Netta? Ellen, help me, please.
What do you hate most, George?
What?
What do you hate about what's happening to everything?
Fascists. Dragging down all the decency. Small, mean, selfish people sneering and laughing and letting us down. Peter. Peter. Who laughs because he killed someone with his car. Netta thinks fascism's a thrill, but Peter, he really is a fascist. I must kill Peter.
Excuse me, can I help you?
No, it's all right, thanks.
Are you sure?
I guess, thanks awfully. Just a bit giddy. I get these attacks. It'll be all right. Thanks very much.
If you're sure, then, come along to me.
Where in God's name am I? This isn't Earl's Court.
and switch the light on, George. My eyes hurt like hell.
Poor Netta. You've been ill, haven't you?
I didn't think you'd want to come, Bern.
I couldn't come before. I had the flu as well.
What's happening out there? Anything of interest?
They're evacuating the children. The station's full of mothers and babies.
Isn't it always a little horrors? I can't accuse you of giving me the bug. I haven't seen you since.
Brighton.
Wasn't my fault.
Finding you gone in the morning like that.
They booted us out. There were complaints.
And I had to pay the bill for you all.
That's why I thought you wouldn't answer my call.
I'm much better now.
George.
You smell of cough drops.
Johnny popped in to see me.
My Johnny?
Yes, nice of him, wasn't it?
Shall you want your prescription filling?
If it's not too much trouble.
Oh,
not. I can get up tomorrow, but of course... You don't love me anymore.
What do you mean, Netta? You know I adore you. Oh, Netta, I do love you so.
Oh, I thought that was all over. What with your planning to go away and all that.
Did I tell you that on the phone?
Don't be dumb, old bone. You said you'd given your hotel notice and you were...
Oh, Netta, I don't really want to go away. But if you'd come away with me...
How do you mean, go away?
Don't go anywhere. Just to get away from this place. Just to be alone with you. If only for a little. Do you say you'll come away?
How can I, George? I don't have any money. The cleaner said we might have to put up blackout curtains and I don't have to
press... What does the money matter?
But it does matter. I owe you £15
Oh, forget the £15. Just...
All right. We could go to Brighton again. I'd like some sea air.
Johnny told me he has another tryout in Brighton.
Albert Drexel, the comic. Johnny told me as well.
No. Not Brighton. Hate the place. Come away somewhere else. Somewhere fresh.
Aren't all places the same, my dear Bone?
Oh. I like you stroking my face.
I think you'd better go and get my medicine now, hadn't you, George?
I was starting to think that you were just...
An Earl's Court slut, George.
No, Netta. No. Not you. No, you're violets and primroses in an April rain.
Take these keys, George, and get my prescription.
Fall in love, says my heart. It's romance, take a chance, says my heart. But each time that I'm almost in your arms, this old school teacher brain of mine keeps ringing in false alarms. Then my head rolls instead, and I'm wise to the scheme of that gleam in your eyes. So I kiss and run, but the moment we're apart, oh, you fool, that was love, says my heart.
Apparently, but you know what a fool he is. Hello, is that you, George?
Yes, it's me.
Look here, I have to go now. There's somebody in the flat and I've got to go. What? I'll ring you tomorrow anyway and then we can see where we are. Oh, much better, thanks. Goodbye.
Here's your medicine. I'll put it by the phone.
Thank you, George. Draw the curtains, too.
Who was that?
Oh, nobody.
Netta, is it true that you really are going to come away with me?
Yes, I'll come away with you.
Where shall we go?
You weren't struck with me wanting to go to Brighton again.
Not Brighton. I had such an awful time there.
All right, it's your party.
Thank you, Anna.
You're hurting my hand.
Oh, sorry.
Where do you want to go, then?
Well, I thought we might go down the river, away from it all. Cookham. What about Maidenhead? I used to love it there a long time ago when my sister Ellen was still alive. On the river, with a punt and a gramophone.
Maidenhead it is, then. Tomorrow?
You do mean it, though. You're not fooling me, are you?
You know that you'll have to help me out.
Well, haven't I always helped you out?
All along.
What do you want, Netta? I'll give it to you now.
I don't want anything, really. I'm going to pay you it all back when I get a job. But I have to have £5 just to get out of the flat. Otherwise, they simply won't let me leave.
Of course. I'll write you a cheque.
I'm afraid this is very sordid, dear Beau.
What's sordid?
Oh, money generally.
It's not sordid. Nothing is sordid with you. You're too beautiful.
All right, Bern, keep calm.
Listen, Netta. Now that you are going away with me, you're going to be nice, aren't you? I mean, you're going to be really nice.
Yes. I'm going to be really nice. Listen, Bone. I'm tired now and want to go to sleep. Will you be a nice bone and leave me?
Yes, of course, Ned.
Night.
Night. Night-night.
Hello, it's me. I'm free now. Yes, in about half an hour.
Hello? Hello?
Be careful with the case!
Calm down.
Calm? No quarter. The manageress is back.
Please be quiet. I can't hear the phone.
Don't you?
Come on to your door, Becca. Please, I just want to get back to the country.
Good afternoon. Fitzgerald, Carstairs and Scott. Can I help you?
Hello. Is Mr. Littlejohn back yet, please?
Oh, Mr. Bone. You called before. I am sorry, but he hasn't been here all day.
I expect he's gone to see how the show's getting on.
Which of our shows would that be, Mr. Bone?
Something in Brighton, By Your Leave.
With Albert Drexel?
The comedian, I know. Johnny mentioned it. I wasn't clear if the Eddies will be there as well.
Oh, yes, Mr. Bone. I heard Mr. Carstairs making arrangements for Mr. Drexel's birthday party afterwards.
The Metropole?
The Palatial. So there's only poor little me left in the office. They've deserted me for Brighton. Still, probably be safer there than in London, the way things seem to be going.
I beg your pardon, miss?
Haven't you heard the news? They say Hitler's going to attack Poland. Then we're really going to be in it. I'm expecting the bombers over at any minute. Any message?
No, thank you.
Goodbye then, Mr. Bone.
Oh, I shall miss you, Pussy.
A message for you, Mr. Bone.
Oh, thank you, Miss Hackett. It smells of your scent, Netta. Dear Bone, sorry, but our jaunt seems to be off.
I've had frantic messages from Chudley where Ma and Pa all seem to be dying and have had to go down to Devon at short notice. All well, we'll be back Sunday. Great haste.
Just time to catch train. Sorry. Hope later. Yours, Netta Longdon. That's who she was talking to on the phone. Johnny! The lying bitch has gone to Brighton with Johnny! Johnny, how could you?
You are my friend. Can't I just quickly...
No, sir. They'll be out in a moment.
Netta and Johnny?
I couldn't say, sir. But the curtain's about to come down. Look, if you go down to the box office, you'll probably get a seat for tomorrow's matinee. Most of the trippers are making a bolt for it.
I'm just waiting for someone.
Best thing I've seen in ages.
Norman Drexel really took my mind off things. Suffer on the beach.
I think we should get back to town.
There she is. Netta.
Eddie Carstairs, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Only repeating the backstage gossip. Netta, my sweet.
Netta? Netta? Excuse me. What? Excuse me. Will you let me pass? Sorry, please. 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 Netta!
George! Good God! What are you doing here? What's the matter, old boy?
Johnny.
Wait, you're all worked up. What are you crying about? Look, take it easy now and tell me.
Sorry.
Well, I love the chorus. I'll
be all right.
What have you been doing with yourself?
You weren't in Eddie's limousine.
Of course I wasn't.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I thought that she'd got you, you see. I thought that she'd got you when you were both in the big motor.
Now, who's got me? What are you talking about?
But you came away with her, Johnny, and you didn't tell me.
Oh, Lord. That bitch.
She is a bitch. That's the truth. Johnny, if only you knew. And then I thought she'd got you too.
Look, I'm taking you to the palatial.
I think I need a drink.
You do. Listen, George, my boy. She rang me up last night and suggested coming to Brighton. Said that you didn't want to come. And then she rang again this morning and said that if I was coming, then she was. And that she'd meet me at the theatre. I was only being polite because she's your friend. And that's all there is to it. She's after someone else, George. Not me.
Eddie Carstairs.
Oh, you know that, do you?
I've been a fool.
She asked me tonight not to tell you she'd been down here. Said you'd had a sort of a row and that you'd be hurt. Does that fit in?
I suppose she was afraid you'd tell me.
You mustn't let a woman like that get you down, you know. There are plenty of others, and she's not worth it. I don't know where the bus stop is. Okay. Here we are. Let's get you that drink.
That's good brandy.
Nothing but the best for Albert's party.
But isn't Netta going to be here, Johnny?
Of course not. Look around you.
It's Eddie Carstairs.
And no women.
He's not coming over here.
He's a decent chap.
Well, Johnny, what are you up to?
Hello, Eddie. Can I introduce Mr. Bone? Mr. Carstairs, Mr. Bone?
How do you do?
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Bone's an old friend of mine, Eddie. And he's had a bit of a fainting attack. I brought him in for stiff brandy.
I'm sorry, anything I can do?
You're very kind.
Mr. Bone is yet another acquaintance of Miss Netta Longdon's, Eddie.
Oh, God, that bitch, is he? Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Is she a friend of yours?
She's no friend of mine.
She absolutely chases me.
She does indeed.
Wherever I go, she turns up. Bloody woman haunts me. I only escaped her tonight by the skin of my teeth. I told her that the show wasn't any good and that we needed a script conference. Too sweet. They're having a lovely script conference, aren't they? I don't know what it is, but there's something absolutely sinister about that woman. It's sort of scheming. She's no talent. Doesn't even seem to realise that you need to work at this business.
Look, it's my birthday, Eddie. I insist on meeting my new guest.
This is Mr. Bone. George, this is Albert Drexel, the...
Oh, I know who you are, and I really have enjoyed your films.
Yeah, well, wish I had, old chap. I wish I had.
Happy birthday, Mr. Drexel.
Tell me, why are you looking so pale and wan beneath the moon, Mr. Bone?
Woman troubled, Albert.
You're afraid so.
Women, God, I've had them. Now, what do you think of the show tonight?
Oh, it's... absolutely splendid.
I think we could have gone away with it if it wasn't for this ghastly war being almost upon us.
Yes. Poor George Bone has been having a spot of trouble with Miss Netta Longdon.
That harpy from the lower depths of the sea. She'd tamper with your privates for a walk-on part. God knows what she'd do for a lead. No offence,
of course. None taken.
It looks like you've been having a rough time of it, George.
I'll be better now.
Well, you just see that you are. A certain type of woman like she is, only one thing to do with them.
Tell her what you want from them.
Ask her if she means to give it to you.
And if she won't drop her drawers for you.
Kick her out the bloody bed.
Thank you. Thank you. You've all been so kind to me.
Are you all right?
They all like me. Friends.
Mr. Bones.
Warm and kind. And funny.
George.
And
won't you stay? George!
I have eyes to see with, and yes, when we're apart, I close my eyes and see with my heart.
We're closed.
I just wanted some thread.
Bloody hell. What's happened to you?
I just wanted to buy some thread.
You'll need more than thread, mate. State you're in. Fall over in the blackout, did you?
It was the walk, I expect, from Brighton.
Oh, yeah. Glad someone's still got a sense of humour, with the balloon about to go up.
Thread?
Yeah, I've just had a woman in to buy 3 dozen air nets.
Nets?
Can you believe some people?
Nets?
I can do you some string.
Oh, that might be suitable.
Only got grey string.
Grey will be fine. How much?
Take it. I'm off to enlist on Monday.
People have been so kind to me. Albert Drexel. Eddie. Johnny Barton, top draw people. And they like me. Not like Netta and Peter. Low people.
I don't know what you're blathering on about, but I should just take your string and go. Nice long keeps what you need.
Thank you. Yes, I will. String. Grey string.
3 dozen air nets now, Emma.
Morning, Puss. You like your Sunday morning cuddle, don't you? Just 5 minutes more, then I have to get up. Lot to do today before I go to Maidenhead. Nearly broke my neck last night trying to get back from Brighton. Blacked out streets. Good for you, Puss. Perfect hunting in the dark. Everybody out there is turning into little fascists. Air raid wardens, petty rules and restrictions. And don't some of them just love it? Can't make rules for cats, though. Sorry I can't take you with me, but you're a little bit of Earl's Court. It would upset the balance if I took anything from here to Maidenhead.
Time for action.
Oh, I thought I was having a liver attack then. Sky's full of gnats. Yes, I know, Puss. Barrage balloons. Expecting an attack. They're right. Did I buy the string or not?
What? Oh, it's only 8 o'clock. What's the matter?
Nothing, Netta. Just wanted to know if you were there. Whether I could come round and see you this morning.
No, I'm afraid you can't. I'm going out.
What time?
I don't know. When I get up.
Did you get back from Devon, all right?
Yes.
Right you are, Netta. Sorry, I'll phone you some other time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Netta.
Boone, how did you get in here? What do you want? I'm going out.
I only came to give you your key back.
Give me a light, would you? What have you got in your pocket?
Just a ball of string.
in.
Mind if I stay a bit while you have your bath?
No. But I'm going out afterwards. I got a date.
May I make a telephone call?
Yes, I suppose so.
Yes. Look here, Peter. It's George.
Christ, what do you want?
Look here, I'm at Netta's. She wants you to come round as soon as you can. Can you manage it?
What's the matter?
Right away.
All right, I'll be round.
Nets. Net. Netta.
Christ, what do you want?
Are you Netta London? Don't be frightened.
George!
Don't be frightened. Don't bother her. No, please don't bother her. It's going to be better for all of us.
George! George, don't!
You've got such small ankles. You see? I didn't hurt you, Netta. I swore I'd never hurt you. Or anybody. And it's just Peter now. And then neaten it off with the string. Just Peter. Now, wireless. Cover any noise.
Netta? Netta, it's me.
Hello, Peter. In here.
Look here, George. What do you mean by sending for me like this? Where's Netta?
She's in the bath.
I suppose you want to crow about this bloody show that's going up.
Show? Peter.
Beginning the bloody begin. The war. Well, it's not going to happen. Old Umbrella will see sense and make peace.
Use it as a parasol, will he?
That's such a lovely day. Don't practice your golf swings in here, Goofy. Netta will go mad. Oh!
From Poland, a state of war would exist between us.
Peter?
I have to tell you now that no such undertaking has been received, and that consequently this country is at war with Germany.
At it at last, are they? Well, let them get on with it.
You can imagine what a bitter blow it is to me.
Mustn't forget the string.
All my long struggle to win peace has failed.
Now, I'll tie it round the sideboard.
Yet I cannot believe that there is anything more or anything different that I could have done. And it would have been more.
It's great. It's not straight. Now I'm tying it to the electric light switch.
It's quite possible to have arranged a peaceful and honourable settlement between
now
Germany.
Now I'm taking the thread across to the table lamp.
But Hitler would not have it. He had evidently
Ellen.
Kept his mind.
No, I'm finishing. I'm finishing at the door handle.
He can only be stopped by force. And we in France are today, in fulfillment of our obligations, going to the aid of Poland, who is so bravely resisting this wicked and unprovoked attack upon her people.
Netta.
We have a clear conscience. We have done all that any country could do to establish peace. It is of vital importance that you should carry on with your jobs.
And fitting in, at last.
Now may God bless you all, and may he defend the right. For it is evil things that we shall be fighting against.
soak through from that bathwater. Let's dry off a bit. Mustn't attract attention.
God, Ellen, where are you?
Of course. She'll be waiting for me in Maidenhead.
The government have given instructions for the following important announcements. Closing of places of entertainment. All cinemas, theatres, and other places of entertainment are to be closed immediately until further notice. In the light of experience, it may be possible to allow the reopening.
Hello, Enid.
God, this is exciting. The policeman tried to shove me into a shelter, but I wouldn't miss this for the world. And I wanted to be with the Harts.
Netta isn't in.
Oh.
No, she's got a date with someone in the West End.
Trust Netta to be in the thick of things. Well, I shall certainly stay in London, see what goes on. What about you?
No, I shall go to Maidenhead.
Very good spot, I should think. I wish I was a bloke. I'd join up like a shot. Especially as they're closing all the theatres and cinemas. Did you hear? We should all be out of a job, I suppose. George? What's the matter? Our old friend Hangover Square. Last one in peacetime, then.
Afraid it must be.
Oh. You're having one of your stooge moods, aren't you?
Look, I must go, Enid.
Not planning to walk to Maidenhead, are you?
Yes.
I don't know. Take it easy, old boy! Oh, shame! The all clear! I was hoping to see some action!
This isn't Maidenhead. Ellen? Ellen? Where's the peace? Where's Ellen? And the river. Ripple of water, the white flannels, and tea in the hamper, and the gramophone.
All right, sir.
Constable, this isn't Maidenhead, is it?
Yes, it is, sir. Hard to tell in the blackout. Everywhere looks the same now. Good night, sir.
It's just a town. It's just a town like any other. Shops, newsagents, pubs, cinemas. It's let me down just like Netta did. There is no Maidenhead. There is no anywhere. I've got rid of Netta and Peter. Now what do I have to do? Ellen? Ellen, where are you? Sunnybank Guest House. Sunday, September the 3rd, 1939. Dear sir, I thought it would be all right if I came here, but I'm wrong. This is not really Maidenhead. No doubt you will have found my friends by now. I left all in order for you. Nothing was disturbed, and this will help you. I'm so tired, I cannot write clearly. I realize I'm not well. I feel in a dream. Please order that they look after my white cat, who I left behind. He belongs to the hotel, but I gave him his milk nightly.
I don't know his real name. I know that I've done wrong, but I'm not well. Please remember my cat. Yours faithfully, George, Harvey, Burr. Down the long, dark tunnel. Where's my sister? Ellen, this is what I wanted.
Read all about it. Horrible double murderer commits suicide. Read all about it. Murdered too, gassed himself.
Could I have one of those, please?
Pleasure, missus. You're about the first to show any interest today.
Thank you.
Read all about it. Latest poor news. Truth's mobilised.
Oh, poor dear heart.
Read all about it.
At least you made the front page, Netta.
Latest poor news.
I always love that photograph.
Truth's mobilised. Latest poor news.
In Hangover Square, dramatised for radio by Sam Boardman Jacobs, Nicholas Farrell played George Harvey Bone and Amanda Redman, Netta. Sarah Coward played Enid and David Thorpe, Peter. Ellen was played by Patricia Gallimore, Johnny Christopher Scott, Eddie John Webb and George's aunt, Vida Warwick. Richard Pierce played Alex, John Baddeley, Albert Drexel, and Louise Papillon, Eddie's secretary and the barmaid. Other parts were played by members of the company. The play was directed at Pebble Mill by Sue Wilson.